I'm Norma Walton, and this is Norma Walton Talks. Now that we've finished the last day of school, the last day of work before the holidays, I'm focusing my mind on five things that I can do to spread joy over the next couple of weeks. So the first one is very simple. It is to smile. If you think about how you feel when someone smiles at you, it lifts you. Even if you're having a sort of a blue day or you're depressed because there's so little light, when someone smiles, you smile back, and inevitably it makes you feel better. There's that expression that the nicest curve on any woman is her smile. And whether men believe that or not, I believe that. So smiling when you greet people, being friendly, is one way that I'm going to try to spread joy this holiday season. The second way is to sing. I love to sing carols with my kids. Now, some of my kids don't like to sing carols with me, so I try to force them to. But I recently met a woman who said that she found that her whole mood changed when she cranked up music that she liked and she started to sing to it. Her theory was that the vibration and the singing, and it does something to your endorphins where you feel good all of a sudden. So singing is something that I intend to do over the next couple of weeks to sort of spread joy over the holiday season. Sing is also my favorite kids movie. It just happens. And I have a friend who's in a choir in Huntsville, and it's 100 people strong, and he just finds that any problems he has from the day, when he goes to his choir to sing, they just go away. So that's the second reason. The third thing I'm going to do is bake. I have two girls who love to bake, and I have four children who love to lick bowls after baking has happened. There's nothing like coming into a house and smelling chocolate chip cookies or brownies or cake. It's such a nice smell. Some of the smells of this season are cinnamon and nutmeg and apples. So again, shortbread cookies. My coworker made shortbread cookies yesterday, and I had two of them, and I savored them, and the remembering of them when I ate them took me back to my childhood when my mom used to make shortbread cookies. So again, baking is something that I'm going to do to spread a little bit of joy this holiday season. The fourth thing I'm going to do, which I've already actually done, is decorate. If you throw some festive blankets or pillows around, I've got lights all around my tree, I have lights outside the house, I have a wreath outside, we have all these little sock snowmen on the mantle with name tags for everybody. They're stuffed with rice that the kids made. Anything like that, that sort of, you know, the lights outside, when my 5.5-year-old daughter drives with me, she points out every house with lights. It just lifts your spirits. So decorate is the fourth thing you can do to spread joy this holiday season. And the final is to give. Give of your time, give of your money. Think about someone who's elderly or lonely and who would love a visit, and maybe spend a half hour, an hour with them. Consider something that you can give to someone in need that you can help out. Maybe pay it forward. If you're in the Tim Hortons line, pay for the person behind you's coffee. Just silly little things, but they make a difference. And when you're the recipient of that sort of thing, again, it buoys you. It lifts your spirit. It's just a kindness, right? I try to preach kindness in the house. My kids tease me that I lecture, but it's all about kindness, right? If you treat people kindly and treat each other kindly, it's a wonderful environment in which to be. So give of yourself, give of your money, give of your time this season, and that'll spread a bit of joy. Those are my five suggestions for spreading joy this holiday season. This is Norma Walton Talks, and I would love for you to talk back. And oh, the elf hat is part of it. That's part of the decorating. I'm decorating my head by wearing the elf hat. So I would love to hear your suggestions as to how you spread joy this holiday season. Thank you so much for listening.